This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello, this is episode 242, and I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we're going to be hearing from the winners of the Future Event Horse Championships. In just a moment, I'll be joined by Anita Antonucci, whose Arden Nike won the yearling division. And then we'll hear from Cynthia McNamara, whose Royal Casino won the two-year-old class. And then Ronald Zabalagushel will be telling us about Wise Lolita Linda, who won the three-year-old overall and filly divisions. And then finally, we'll hear from Andrea Manley, whose Revel in Soul took the four-year-old title. Anita Antonucci bred Arden Nike by Sunline out of Noblesse Yet, a Tricana thoroughbred filly that absolutely stole the show at this year's championships, winning the yearling overall and filly titles with a score of 85.30. Anita, congratulations and welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that must be very satisfying for you to have achieved that championship title with a yearling too, with so much in front of her. What was your reaction to the win?
We were elated. My whole team, Ivana Spada and Dina Vaughn and others, have been working really hard with these babies. I have my oldest are four, and she's almost the youngest. I have a weanling still. So the ribbon is our first, and it was very exciting.
Well, what a thrilling first ribbon indeed. And she has interesting breeding because you've done something unusual, importing, you know, the Tricana stallion that she's by, Songline, was ridden by the German rider Andreas Dabowski, I understand, and then came over here, and our friend Tim Holkamp, who we know loves Tricanas, he leased him. So how did you meet? How did you come to select the stallion?
So I used Songline in my first group of babies that is now four-year-olds, in part as I went looking for a stallion that was live and available fresh for a maiden mare. And I talked to Tim at the time and heard his theories. He's one of the very many people I've learned a lot as I ventured into breeding event horses. And I really liked the baby I got from a different mare, and wanted to repeat it in this case on a mare I got another year later, and thought he would be a good match. I'm learning from lots of people and trying to figure out how you decide what is a good match, but I really liked the temperament of both now Songline babies, but the first one, which prompted me to use them again. And my theory, if you can call it that I'm applying in my breeding, is to find some proven sport horses on the stallion side to cross largely with thoroughbred dams that seem to have the type and the breeding and the endurance and hopefully the movement for an event horse. So I guess Songline's babies, both of them, but in particular this filly, give me some hope that I'm on the right track.
Now, you're passionate about the American thoroughbred and breeding the American thoroughbred, but tell us about the mare. How did you find the dam?
So the dam is an off-the-track mare called Noblesse Yet that was, I think, bred by, but definitely owned by Linda Zhang, the dressage judge, who I've had the privilege of being able to take lessons with over the years. And Linda and her husband bred Noblesse Yet, who we call Jet, four times, twice to get race babies and twice to get sport horses. And when Jim, her husband, passed and Linda was getting out of the breeding business, she gave me the chance to buy Jet and use her in my program. And she had already had her approved by the Hanoverian registry. So she was in their mare book, which gave me the ability to potentially register in that book if I'm using stallions that are approved. And I suppose I could register her with the trainers, too. I'm still learning how that works from Tim and others.
Now, I heard that she very much stole the show there at the championship. So how did she take it all? And talk a little bit about her preparation and how she handled the big event.
Sure. So I'm very lucky. The team at my farm who work there full time are both terrific with these young horses. Dina Vaughn, who's dealt with babies all of her life and just sort of imprints these mares and foals from the get-go to be very friendly and trusting. and Ivan Espada, who's my farm manager, but also my handler and starts all my young horses. And he's been working really hard to get better and better at handling, which was something new to him when we started doing the FEH program. So he works with her and with all the young horses we bring into the FEH program 3 days a week in the weeks and month or so running up to something like this. Works with them in the round pen and in the ring and takes them on a couple of trips in the trailer so they get used to it. So really, she was super well prepared, behaved herself impeccably, which is not really what they're judging them on, but certainly helps, makes the judging easier and makes an impression. And I would add that this little filly was born unexpectedly early out in the field. She had a close case of placentitis, which meant that she, from the get-go, we put her in the gator and then the trailer and hauled her to Morven Park, and she spent her first week at Morven Park in their clinic being tended to, and then many weeks after that getting even more handling than normal because of her veterinary cares, a little bit of an infection in her umbilical. So she, of all of my horses, has had as much handling as any young horse could have from the minute she was born, and it shows in her sort of quiet demeanor and her trust.
And how much did she go out then and on the trailer and get about before she went to the championships then, Anita?
Well, other than those trips to Morven Park in her earliest days, she's probably been just to the one qualifier and maybe one or two trips to a friend's to just get off the farm. And then, handled, like I said, 3 days a week on the farm, being pulled away from her buddies out of the field into the round pen to be worked, free lunged or handled around, practicing around the triangle.
Right. Well, you have a fun way of naming your horses. Talk a little bit about how you came to naming her Arden's Nike, or Nike. Do you call her Nike?
I call her Nike. Yeah. Well, Arden is the farm name, and I guess I still haven't figured out if they'll all carry a farm name, but since I have to sell a few of them, it seemed a good idea to consistently brand them. But more importantly, I've tried to have a system that I've applied to the fillies, not so much the colts, of naming them after literary heroines. So most people that I've learned from will tell you that the dam line is even more important than the sire line. And, my focus being on having thoroughbred dams, I wanted to memorialize the importance of the dam in naming them in some special way. So I have tried to name them all after something close to literary heroines. I guess Nike is technically, mythological heroine as opposed to a literary one, but close enough.
Right. Well, what next for her then? Is she a horse that you would sell on, or is she a keeper for breeding?
Well, at the moment, she's my only filly out of that mare, so I think I'd be leaning towards keeping her. But to be honest, I'll have to sell some, and I haven't sold any yet. I said I'd wait till they were five to sell them, because I just think it's hard for breeders to really make an actual buck until they've proven the capability of the horse. So I suppose anything's possible. If someone believes this prize proves it, we'd have to think about it. I can't keep breeding this mare because she had a little trouble with that delivery. So I do have two embryos out of that mare this coming year by a stallion, a Hanoverian stallion called Grey Top. So I guess maybe it depends on whether I get a filly.
Absolutely. Well, we may see you back for the two-year-old championships next year then.
Well, I've got a whole bunch. So I have a lovely two-year-old that went to this event this year and was just a little butt high as they can be. So we'll see what she looks like at three. And hopefully Nike will still be looking in good form and happy to come and go do things like that. We enjoy the FEH program a lot. We learn a ton from it and have met incredible resources just from the people that are there for the shows.
Well, that's wonderful. That's what we want to hear. Well, as an investment banker, you must be pretty happy that she has proved to be a very good investment so far.
I don't know that an investment banker could say with a straight face that horses are a good investment on a monetary basis. But we definitely have fun. She and the others are just a real pleasure. They bring a lot of joy, and it's not about the money, right?
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again on winning those yearling championships, Anita, and thank you for taking time to come on the program.
Yeah, thank you for that.
And joining me now is Maryland-based Cynthia McNemers, whose Oldenburg Gelding earned the 2019 East Coast 2-year-old overall and Colt Championship titles on a score of 85.38. Royal Casino, who's by Rosenthal out of Lady Logan, was the overall yearling champion at the 2018 USEA FEH East Coast Championship last year and returned to win his second title. Well, Cynthia, congratulations. You seem to have a consistent winner then in Roy.
Yes, Roy has definitely done very well and exceeded even my expectations at times. So,
well, that must be very satisfying, obviously, to have that in on his CV, coming back after winning the yearling championship last year. And he beat a pretty tough field here this year too, didn't he? 18 horses he was up, 2-year-olds he was up against.
Yes. Yeah, there was a large field at Lochmoy at the East Coast at the H Championships and many nice horses. As you can see, the other top reserve champion 2-year-old was just behind him, and the champion yearling scored also just behind him. So it was a very close race with a lot of good horses, great judges, and a good field.
Well, it sounds as if you have something of a breeding dynasty there, Cynthia. Tell us a little bit about the background and how you got the mare and bred him.
So the mare is a second generation. His mother, Lady Logan, is a second generation homebred. My mom and dad started breeding back in the mid-1980s, and they took their, they had a couple of thoroughbred mares that they started crossing with warm-blood stallions, particularly Holsteiner and Oldenburg stallions, and that's how we got Lady Logan's mother, barn name Rosie. She was by the Holsteiner stallion Laredo. And then she had Lady Logan by Cottage Boy. Unfortunately, was her only foal because she passed away unexpectedly as a young horse after having the foal. So Logan has definitely carried on their tradition and has given me seven foals over the years that all have gone on to do very well. Her first foal was the foal that I traded with my trainer, who was gaining a couple stallions at the time, because I was a poor high school senior saying, I really want to breed this mare. And Carol's like, she's very nice. Well, I'll trade you a foal and you get your breeding back. And that's how I got Logan's first foal, Rain Dancer, who I campaigned successfully up through the preliminary level, and then he's gone on to intermediate and to teach some young riders. And then I bred her to Rosenthal, and she had 4 Rosenthal foals. And Roy is the youngest and seems to be quite special in his own right.
Now, how did you come to choose the stallion, Cynthia?
I had bred her to her first stallion she went to was Resonance, a Berdiamont son, so grandson of Rubenstein, and then we bred her to Ruffian, who was a Rubenstein son. He had left the area at the time, and I really liked, she seemed to cross well with the R line, and they're new for being talented horses, but with very good temperaments, and I'm an amateur with a day job, so I need a horse that, you know, it's the same whether I get on it today or it has the day off and I get on it tomorrow, and something that was fairly easy for me to bring along, but nicely talented. And we had bred to another of Angela Barlar's stallions down at High Point. Now the farm is run by her daughter, Larissa, and her assistant, Klaus. But I really liked Rosenthal, really liked the Rubenstein line, and he was local to us, only about 2 hours away. So makes shipping semen easier, since that can always be an adventure on its own.
And talk a little bit about his preparation then for the championships this year, because you took him out, you got him off the farm and got him out and about a little bit, but very selectively. Obviously, with the result that you got, it must have been the ideal preparation for him, was it?
It worked for him this year. We got out to two FEH shows at Loch Moy, one in April and one in May. And in both of those shows, I brought three horses each time. And even though he did get qualifying scores both times, I have to say I found him to be a little distracted with his friends. Everybody on the trailer stood very well, but the horse that I had off the trailer got a little distracted. So this summer when I took him to the Young Horse Show at High Point, he went by himself, and it was amazing to me to see, oh yeah, he remembers being off the farm and what he's supposed to do, but when he's by himself, he's just a little bit quieter, more calm, and not worried about where his friends are. So.
Well, obviously looking forward though, but I'm just thinking of the prospects you've got with him now, Cynthia. What will you do with him? Does he have a for sale tag on?
Yes, he does have a for sale tag on. His mother has given me two fillies. One is a full sister to him, and one is a ruffian filly that my plan is to retain. And I've very much enjoyed showing Roy and continuing to see him, but with my regular job and stuff, he needs to move on and hopefully find his forever home with somebody who's going to have a super talented eventer horse who should be able to do a little bit of everything else.
And hopefully come back for the three-year-old championships.
Yes, I hope whether I bring him next year or somebody else that they bring him back so he can defend his title.
Right. And how many more of that family do you have?
I have his full sister, Lady Rosita, and I have her yearling son by Sandra Starr, who was the USEA Stallion of the Year 2 years in a row. And then I have my ruffian filly, Lady Leia, who is also a yearling. And I currently have back, Rain Dancer came back from his lease. So I guess I have those five right now. Both of his other full brothers, I have already sold on. One competed through the advanced level with Colleen Rutledge, and she has just started. The other one, he is four this year.
Well, clearly you've been in the winner's circle before, but what does this mean to you, winning this year with him?
It was really special for him to come back and win. It's special to be able to continue on. My dad had passed away when I was in high school. To continue on his and my mom's dreams to breed horses that were nicer than anything we were ever going to buy and bring them along ourselves and see where they can go. And we've definitely been able to improve with each generation. So, I hope to continue that. And it's really special that he's a homebred and something that I've brought along myself. I know Martin handled him excellently for me on Saturday because it shows that Martin's taller than me. He's got the longer legs and the eye to really stand him up and show him off well. So that was really important too.
Yes, that's Martin Doucet, of course.
Yeah.
Well, again, congratulations, Cynthia, on breeding the champion. I'm sure you must be very proud, and good luck with him in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Ronald Sabella Gushel's three-year-old Wise Lolita Linda, who is an Anglo-Arab Belgian warm-blood filly, stole the show in the three-year-old overall and filly divisions on a combined score of 82.9. And this is a win that Ronald is particularly proud of, since the filly is related to his long-term partner, Wise Guy. Ronald, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you.
Well, you obviously must be very proud of your filly, Wise Lolita Linda. Tell us her story and how she came to you.
Lolita Linda is a homebred. Well, story goes back a little bit because when I got white guy, I wanted to get siblings of white guy, and I couldn't find the owner of the mare, the dam of white guy, or the sire. But after traveling to Europe and talking to friends, we were able to find the mare through the Belgian Warmblood Association in Belgium. And I got in touch with the owner of White Eye Dam, and she didn't want to breed the mare, didn't want to sell me an embryo or anything at all. And a year after, White Guy went to Kentucky. He took me to my first four-star. And that weekend, the owner of the dam of White Guy met the previous rider of White Guy at a competition in Belgium and asked him about White Guy. He said, well, he's doing Rolex. And she was, I mean, really proud. And she found me after she has told my friend that she didn't want to sell the mare or embryos or anything. She contacted me saying, I'm the owner of the mare of your dreams, and we can do something about it. I'm so proud of White Guy. We can do something. And we ended up doing something. We bred the mare and got a filly. Okay? We got a filly who is the only full sister of White Guy. And then I bred that filly to a stallion, an Anglo-Arab stallion that I bought in Spain. That stallion, Camarinal del Jaral, is a beautiful Anglo-Arab who was the three-year-old champion of Spain. He is by a French stallion and a French dam. All events in bloodlines. So Lolita was born out of super bloodlines for eventing. White Guy and the best stallions in France for eventing. So she's a product of really good breeding.
Yeah, clearly, Anglo-Arab and Belgian Warmblood there. So talk a little bit about her personality, her character, how she's developing now in the kind of temperament she has and that would suit the sport.
Yeah, Lolita is the fastest filly in the pack. She goes out with all, eight other fillies, 2 and 3 year olds, and she's always the fastest when they run. And she's a dominant mare. She's the one that's bossing everybody around. Everything has to be done her way. So it's nice to see her. And another interesting thing is I've been injured. I mean, this year has been tough for me. I got a concussion. I got injured in March at a competition. I got better. And then I saw custom schooling 7 weeks ago. So I couldn't prepare my young horses the way I usually do for these future event horse championships. I usually jump them 4 or 5 times before taking them to these competitions. And this time I couldn't do that. And we went there to the championship in Maryland on Thursday night. Thursday afternoon was the first time ever that Lolita got into the jumping chute. She had never jumped before. She jumped 5 times. And she went there. And that's why I started the day of the competition with only poles on the ground. You're allowed to use a chute 6 times. So all my horses, so first only poles on the ground, then cross rails, then verticals, and then the oxers. And she got at 86 point something, I think 86.8, which is the highest score for jumping technique and quality of gallop in the country. I mean, all the classes, all the 1, 2, 3, and 4 year old calls on fillies, she got the highest score in the country for that. And she was a 3 year old champ, East Coast champ, fillies, East Coast fillies and calls combined, and also the whole country is calls and fillies combined. So I'm very proud of Lolita.
So you would say she has a very good temperament then, if she adapted to jumping in public for the first time.
Yeah, in one day. I mean, I was really impressed that she could handle that. And her brother also jumped amazingly. Paco also jumped amazingly. I was really impressed with him. Actually, I thought Paco jumped nicer than Lolita, but the judges played me the way she jumped, like, she covered so much ground, and she was so fast that I really like her. She's very interesting. She's not a laid-back filly. She's very hyper. She always wants things done right away. She's not patient. She wants things done her way. So it's very nice to see that she got all that dominant temperament, and she's using it to be a good jumper and a very very fast horse.
Clearly adaptable. Now, I know that you take your time with your young horses, Ronald. So you probably haven't ridden her yet. What would you plan to do with her now? Will she have a bit of a break and then come back in the spring? What are your plans for her?
Well, I am not a commercial breeder, really. I raise them so I can keep them, and I don't break them until they're 4 years old. That way they have a stronger bone, a stronger back, and they will last longer. I will not ride her until next year. We will start breaking her when we come back from Ocala, back to Pennsylvania. So maybe around May or so, when she turns 4, we will start breaking her, and then she'll go slowly, going for hacks. Most likely she will start competing when she's 5 or 6. Sometimes I even let them carry a baby, or I pull embryos. So we'll see how things work out for next year.
Will you plan to keep her, though, or would she have a for sale tag on eventually?
Right, no, well, she's the filly out of Whiteside's full sister, so no, it's not a plan to sell her. I really like her, and if you see some of the pictures I posted on Facebook, I love my horses. I play with them. I kiss all my horses goodnight. I go in the barn at night. I check all of them. I hug them. In the picture on Facebook, you can see that we have a big walker, and the ramp inside the walker we use for the fillies to sleep in. And I go there and I hug them. I hang around with them for half an hour a night. I play with them. So we develop a good bond with them, which I think helps in the future. When they trust you, and they will jump whatever you ask them to do, or they will be more relaxed with you in the dressage ring, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Well, clearly she's a tremendous breeding potential, too, being related to Wise Guy. So it sounds as like she has a very bright future ahead. Tell us what this championship title then means to her, given her potential.
I think it was a very good start, it was great to know that she has inherited that from her uncle, Wise Guy, because Wise Guy competed at the FEA level for 10 and a half years and never, ever in his life had a stop or a run out. So it was nice to see that her niece carried that in her genes, you know, for a filly that jumped for the first time on Thursday before the show and goes there and jumps beautifully. I mean, I couldn't be more proud.
Yes, a wonderful result for you. Well, congratulations again on winning those 3-year-old championships, Ronald, and the very best of luck with her. Thank you for coming on the show.
No, thank you very much.
And finally, it was the Area 1 Young Horse Coordinator, Andrea Manley, who took the 4-year-old overall championship title on a score of 81.4 with her homebred Holsteiner Anglo-Arab gelding Revel in Soul, who is by Riverman out of Shade's China Moon. Andrea, congratulations. That must be a very satisfying win for you.
Thank you so much. I am so proud of him. I'm still beaming and walking on cloud nine.
Well, that's a lovely feeling. So sum that up then for us. Tell us what this really does mean to you to win this title.
Well, this has been so many years in the making for me. So I bought Indy's mother, Shady, when she was a 4-year-old, and she had absolutely no training. She looked kind of homely, and my friends teased me a little when I bought her. And that was now 16 years ago. She and I have been through prelim. She's been absolutely amazing, just the greatest partner, and someone I always considered my horse of a lifetime. And we were getting ready for intermediate, and she had an injury. She's strained her suspensory, and I said, "Well, let's see what happens." I brought her back, and I said, "No, I'd really like to breed her. For me, she's got a great heart. She's had a wonderful competition history, she doesn't have the greatest conformation. So I took my time really looking at stallions that would improve her. I think if you're going to breed, you should spend the money and get who you consider the best. And I had met many of the Riverman offspring and been very impressed with them. And I had reached out. I got lots of info on him. And I sent them the Match My Mare. So I sent pictures and videos of Shady. I sent in her competition history and didn't tell them who I was interested in. And they actually came back and said, we think Riverman would be really good for your mare. And so I bred her when she was 15, which is a little late for her to have her first foal. And she went 6 weeks past her due date. So she was a full year and 2 weeks pregnant. I was exhausted. I'm watching the camera every night. I'm waiting, waiting, and waiting. And when it was finally time, she couldn't push him out. She pushed and pushed, and he just wasn't coming. And I, of course, had called my vet, who had just had surgery herself. And I just started, she'd push, I'd pull. I went to my undergrad at UNH, so I do have my bachelor's and pre-vet at least. So I studied, and she pushed, I pulled, finally cut him out. He was 3'7" when he stood up, so I told him he was like a prelim jump. All legs. He looked ridiculous, just legs for days, this little teeny tiny body, and he couldn't figure out his legs. So it took him 27 hours to actually stand up on his own. So I just slept in the barn. I would pick him up. Every time I heard him wanting to get up, I'd let him try, and then I'd pick him up. Once he was up, he kind of ran all around and was fine. But he just could not figure out how to use his legs. It was adorable and sad. And as soon as he figured it out, he was so proud of himself. Just the look on his face was like, well, I'm pretty awesome. And he's just been my pal, my partner. Whenever I'd go to the barn, he'd always come in and be with me. I mean, he'd be with his mother, of course, but he likes to be with people. He's such a ham. If he could just sit in your pocket and have his head hanging out, he'd be thrilled. And so we've done a lot. I made sure to have him at a point in my life where I had a lot of time for him. So, you know, since he was, well, even a day old, we started picking up his feet. He wore his halter. Once he was going outside, he was being led. I would pony him off of Shady. We'd go in the ring and he'd run around while I rode her. He started walking through puddles at a few weeks old. He was just doing everything with us and enjoying it.
And he did a lot of growing too.
Oh yes. He just, every time I looked at him, he was bigger. Just every time. We went to the Oldenburg inspection. I actually would have preferred the Holsteiner inspection, but they had no testing dates anywhere near me that year. And they were kind of going through a phase themselves where they were combining with the North American and the European. So I wound up going to the Oldenburg Verband inspection. He was rather interesting and made the inspection quite fun when they hosted it in a dressage ring outside at a breeding farm. And, you know, I was handling my mare and we let him loose and he bucked and kicked and farted at the judges and then he left. He hopped out of the ring and went galloping up to go hang out with the yearlings that were turned out in a paddock nearby. All of the other foals stayed right with their mothers like they're supposed to. But he said, I'm going to go play with them. I was mortified, just absolutely mortified. And the judges thought it was great. And they had to put people around the ring with lunge whips to keep him in it so they could see him move. And he wound up getting the Foal of Distinction Award. So that was kind of cute.
Now, what did you do to prepare him for this championship then, Andrea?
I backed him last year. We had long lined. We had gone for walks through the woods. We've gone to other farms just to hang out and walk over cross country jumps and whatnot, just getting him exposed to everything. And then he had the winter off. And then we went down to a friend's in Virginia for 2.5 weeks in March, April. just to kind of get him going. We did our first canter under saddle down there, explored the big country. He was fantastic. We actually went to Loch Moy and did a first little walk trot dressage test at one of their twilight events. And then I spent the summer just having good experiences with him, not doing a lot because he's so big and he's grown so much so fast. But having really good quality work. I train with Adrienne Iorio, who's at Apple Knoll Farm down in Mass. And she does a lot with babies and just exposing them. She's got kids down at the farm, her own kids, and just getting them used to the atmosphere. We had two qualifying events up here. I'm the Area 1 coordinator for the Young Horse Program up here. So I organize those mostly for him. So we went to both of those qualifiers. We had a clinic with Jerry Schurink, a clinic with Richard Lamb. And the week before championships, I went to another farm that I had actually won 2 nights stabling and 3 lessons with Steffi Bayer. And we took advantage of that to go down and have kind of our own little boot camp where we had a flat lesson, a stadium lesson, and a cross-country lesson, his first one. And he was fabulous. He just did everything. Like he does it every day, went through the water, did ditches, did a hollow, did logs, you know, skinnies. It's just so easy for him. So I haven't jumped him a lot just because he is so big, just introducing him to cross rails and small panels and things like that. He has been to Loch Moy. This is his fourth time now because he went to the championships as a 2- and 3-year-old. So he was very familiar with that. He's excellent in the trailer. I did bring a 2-year-old as well so that he had company and she had company. And it was, I've been planning for this for at least the past 6 months. It's been our big crowning achievement. Our big goal was to do well at championships this year. I know I have the nice horse. I just had to present him well. So that was my goal.
You certainly achieved that, Andrea. So what next for him? Will you bring him out next season?
That's the plan. I've never been, I've been, like I said, I went down to Virginia, but I've never been down to Aiken. And I think I have a nice enough horse that I want to give him every opportunity. And since I have flexibility with my work that I can work down there as well, my plan is to go down for the month of March. And that way, when I come back home, the weather should be good enough and the mud mostly dry that I can continue to work him. And then I'll work with my trainer up here, and we'll plan to come out and do our first sanctioned event, or possibly even down there while I'm in Aiken. He'll likely have January and February off. I think it's important for horses just to have some downtime. I'll still groom him every day. We'll go for hand walks and do some groundwork. But I think it's important that he just kind of have some time to chill and process what we've done all season and come back out even stronger.
Absolutely. Well, he certainly deserved that, and great prospects for him for the future. So thank you for coming on the show, and the very best of luck with him.
Thank you so much. It's just so fun, and I can't wait to see where we go.
And all of these championships were judged by Chris Ryan and Peter Gray. And you can find full reports and photos online at useventing.com of all the championships. And our thanks again to all of our guests this week, Anita Antonucci, Cynthia McNemers, Ronald Zabala-Gutschel, and Andrea Manley. If you're listening to this podcast on the website, you can also listen to it on the go. You can take it with you on your smartphone or any other device by subscribing to the USEA podcast channel on your podcast app. And be sure to follow along on social media at US Eventing to keep up with all the latest news from the US Eventing Association. Until the next time, thank you for listening and enjoy your eventing.